I'm ranking on Ag Approps, and then I'm one of the senior members on the full Ag Authorizing Committee. Worked very closely with Senator John Bozeman, who's a good friend and does a great job. And so we've worked through this year now to do a number of things. First, we made changes both to the Livestock Forage Program and particularly to the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program to make sure that they're out there and helping our producers. For example, under ELAP, we've made got USDA, working with Zach Ducheneau, the FSA administrator, to make some permanent changes so that ELAP will now cover 60% of the transportation costs for livestock producers going out and getting feed, but also now for getting water. And so that's a permanent change that's going to help them. And then the other thing we did is we've now managed to get $10 billion in assistance for, you know, weather disasters across the country. Obviously, for our state, much of the West, that's all drought. But there are other places like down in Arkansas, the Southeast, and other places that have had excess moisture in Iowa, for example. They've had the derechos, the straight winds. So you're seeing a combination of impacts across the country that affect both livestock and crops. And what we did is we put together a $10 billion disaster assistance piece, which is we've now passed fully through the Congress. The funding is in the hands of USDA, and $9.25 billion of that will go into the WIP Plus program, which includes a quality loss adjustment piece to help those crop producers where they don't have crop insurance or they fall in between, you know, really getting crop insurance and in a way that, you know, truly helps them. And then $750 million that goes directly to livestock. And we're working to get USDA to move those move that funding out to our producers as soon as possible. In fact, talked to Secretary Vilsack about that this morning.